So almost 250 episodes of me ranting and raving and, you know, talking shit and all this good stuff. What would you guess? How would you, as a listener to the Everyone Needs a Little podcast, where would you think that I sit when it comes to Valentine's Day? What my thoughts and my opinions of Valentine's Day? Yeah, what do you think it is? What do you think? I don't think you're going to be surprised when I tell you, because that's coming up next.
I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
You're listening to the Everyone Needs a Little podcast.
This man owes you an apology.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything.
Not you. Him.
The podcast about nothing.
It is another day. What's up? Joey Little here with your Everyone Needs a Little podcast, your daily motivation, your daily entertainment, your whatever you want to call it. If you're listening to daily or weekly, whatever. It doesn't matter. I just appreciate you listening. Valentine's Day is upon us. Oh, look at that. Make a wish. 7-Eleven. Are you supposed to make a wish at 7-Eleven in the morning? But Valentine's Day is 2 days away. I've never been a big fan of Valentine's Day. I just haven't. I feel like it's a sexist holiday. It's the one day, those that are stuck in, shitty relationships have to go out of their way to buy flowers and chocolate. I mean, that's the traditional thing. That's my own thoughts on it, but it just, there's so many people that just know better, like me. I just feel like I know better. It just, Valentine's Day, to make somebody happy. No, let me take that back. To make a lady happy. Have you ever heard Valentine's Day to be for men? No, it's an unbalanced holiday for women. It just is. It's an unbalanced holiday for women. And then there was this kind of situation where they tried to make a Valentine's Day for men called Steak and BJ Day, which is supposed to take place in March, March 14th. And it is exactly what it is, a steak and a BJ. And that's what you're supposed to get your man. And even that was kind of sexist, too, because it was all based on how your man performed for Valentine's Day. So if your man didn't do well for Valentine's Day, make you feel loved, make you feel cherished, make you feel wanted, then you got to screw him over on Steak and BJ Day exactly 1 month later. But that's just Valentine's Day. Where did it come from? What is it? How did it happen? Why are we stuck in this perpetual, just this day that you're supposed to, the one day you're supposed to make, if you look at it different, I guess, it's a celebration of this guy, Emperor, what was his name? Bishop Valentine. That was his name. Back in Emperor Claudius II's reign of Rome. It's a popular theory. And the origin came from Bishop Valentine went against wishes and the law or whatever of Empress Claudius II. Because Empress Claudius II did not want Roman men to marry during wartime. So Bishop Valentine did secret weddings. For this, he was picked up and jailed and executed. But while he was in jail, he wrote a note to the jailer's daughter, signing it, quote, "from your Valentine." So that's the rumor of where everything got started. This guy, it's all about love. It's all about respect. And then it's just, and then somebody got a hold of it and said, hey, we can make some fucking money off of this. The same as like Mother's Day, Father's Day. I don't think Valentine's Day is as big as it used to be. I think the kids still do it, take Valentine's to school, but that could be a nightmare as well. God, remember those days? You had to make your box. You had to make your Valentine's Day box, and then everybody brought Valentine's to work, and then they put them in your box, and there was just people you didn't want to give Valentine's to. I can't remember if we gave them to boys and girls or just girls. I think we gave them to both sexes back when I was in grade school. So then you got to open up your box and you got to read that that Valentine from that girl in your class that, holy shit, she gave me a Valentine, so she must like me, when really she just had to give it to you because that was the rules. Nobody ever wrote anything extra on my Valentine's. I just remember the night before, Mom picked up like a box of cheap Valentine's Day cards. They weren't even cards. They were just pieces of cardboard, like thin cardboard paper with a picture on one side and the other side just had the to and from. You just put your name on it. I don't even know if I put the names of the people or the other kids in the class. I have no idea if I did that. I doubt it. I don't think I'd have a list of that. But then you went around the next day and you dumped one in each person's, each kid's box. And then you spent the next 15 minutes opening it up. And that was it. That was Valentine's Day. Apparently back in the Victorian times, by the way, just to bore you some more, I've got 25 interesting facts about Valentine's Day that's coming at you right now. Woo! Watch out now. Valentine's Day just somebody made some money off of it. And you know, be that curmudgeon, you know, that guy like, oh, it's just a fucking Hallmark holiday. Yeah, it is. It is. It's also an excuse for dudes. It's always dudes, man. It's not ladies. It's always dudes having to show up to the party, metaphorically. You got to show up. Valentine's Day is about the ladies. It's all about the ladies. Yeah, this is not. Got to spend that money. Got to get those roses. Does anybody even buy chocolates anymore? Chocolates still gotta be there. Still gotta be doing that. But it is. It's a way to show your appreciation because you have to. Because you have to. Because if you don't, you're dead. You're dead. So it's just a way of society saying, hey, you have to show some appreciation and some love for this lady in your life. I've always been kind of against that. I've been always against, like, don't make me. Don't have to. Like Mother's Day and Father's Day, I have to. But you have to. You have to. You do. 3%, so it's not all just for ladies, because 3% of pet owners will give gifts to their pets on Valentine's Day. That's interesting. Yep. I can just imagine the ladies giving their dogs and their cats some Valentine's Day gifts, but not their men. I would think that the same person, the same lady that would give a gift to their pet would also give a gift to their husband or boyfriend or, excuse me. I would assume that. 1 billion Valentine's Day cards are exchanged each year. That makes it the second largest seasonal card sending time of the year. Must be Christmas or the holidays in December must be number one. There is a thing called Singles Awareness Day. That's just dumb. That is dumb as hell. That's just for people that are not in a relationship that are going to... I'm like, here's the deal. Just ignore it. Just ignore Valentine's Day. You don't need Singles Awareness Day. You don't need that. This is my own opinion. You don't need that. That's just ridiculous. It sounds dumb. It sounds really dumb. Meant to an alternative. So this is more about it. Singles Awareness Day. Chin up. Tomorrow is Half Price Candy Day. Okay, so that's where... It's for singles commemorate their single status. That is just dumb. It's dumb. If you're single or if you're in a, like, that's just a way of putting your finger up to the man, I guess. Like, fuck you, I don't have to be here. Like, it's just dumb. Finland has a holiday called, I can't even pronounce it. It starts with a YST and then an umlauted A. And it translates into it means Friends Day. It's more about remembering your buddies than your loved ones. It's still the man telling me you gotta do this. It's today about having like a dinner party at your house, maybe some coffee, shit like that. So you ever seen that XOXO? You know, it's supposed to mean kisses and hugs. Many people believe that the X symbol became synonymous with the kiss in medieval times. People couldn't write their name signed in front of a witness with an X. Then the X was kissed to show their sincerity. There you go. That's where that came from. Kisses and hugs, XOXO. Came from people that didn't know how to fucking read and write. How romantic. Girls of medieval times ate bizarre foods on this day to make their dream of their future, to make them dream of their future spouse. I wonder what they're eating. Because in medieval times, you're already eating weird, bizarre foods. So I wonder what that translates into. That's got to be interesting. Middle Ages, young men and women drew names from a bull to see who would be their Valentine. They would wear this name pinned to their sleeves for 1 week to see. The original expression was to wear your heart on your sleeve. I have the coughs this morning. Excuse me. So you just randomly got somebody and then you wore your heart on your sleeve. This was the original origin of the expression, wear your heart on your sleeve. They're very determined about that's where that came from. More about Valentine's Day. Are you excited for it? Have you done any shopping? Guys, ladies, if there's one woman that buys gifts for their husband or their boyfriend, on Valentine's Day. Give me a heads up. I'd like to know. I've never heard of this before. I wonder, like, same sex has got to be kind of difficult if it's two ladies, because you're definitely buying each other Valentine's Day gifts. And I assume in same sex, male-male, you're definitely buying each other Valentine's Day gifts. But if you're in a heterosexual female-male, males are not getting any gifts. Mm-mm. Not getting a damn thing. But I'll get that message. Joey, I buy my husband, I buy my boyfriend stuff every year for Valentine's Day. Okay, you're like one. In 1537, England's King Henry VII officially declared February 14th the holiday of St. Valentine's Day. So it's been around for a long time. It's been around, Hallmark was founded in 1538. Not true, but that'd be funny. Physicians of the 1800s commonly advised their patients to eat chocolate to calm their pining for lost love. Oh, the romantics. Here, eat all this chocolate. It's going to keep you down. So you're not going to go out there just marrying the first thing that fucking pops up, ruining your life, 2.3 kids, shitty job working for the state, you know, coming home just not wanting to come home. So you just end up starting to play cards with the fellas down at the old social club. Yeah, don't jump into that. Never, ever jump into a relationship when you're lonely as shit. Don't ever, ever do that. Ever do that. It's so horrible. It just leads to nothing. It leads to just turmoil. Here we go. Richard Cadbury produced the first box of chocolates for this holiday of Valentine's in the late 1800s. So let me look back here. Physicians of the 1800s. I wonder if old Cadbury, Richard Cadbury, and the doctors at the time, because they're both in the 1800s, got together. And he paid him a little money, bureaucratic money. Said, hey, listen, why don't you guys say that chocolate is what you're supposed to eat and give you a little kickback? That's how it works today. So on Valentine's Day this year, more than 35 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate will be sold. So that answers my question from earlier. Are you still getting chocolates? So there it is. Russell Stovers, I guess, is here in Kansas City, kind of started in this area, and they've got a couple. I don't think I've ever bought a box of Russell Stovers candy. No clue. I do remember, and I've talked about this before back in the past. Shane and Michael Kim used to come to my birthday parties when I was a kid. They were both from Korea. And they used to bring Russell Stover's chocolates as gifts for birthdays. Genius. Genius. It's easy. Every year, that's what you grab, and the kid's going to love it because it's candy. Okay, here we go. 73% of people who buy flowers on this day are men. 27% are women. So there's the gay, there's the lesbian population. 73%. 75% of the flowers bought for Valentine's Day are bought by men. Just saying, it's still Steak and BJ Day. Nobody celebrates that. Oh, here it is. So out of the other 27% of women that buy flowers on Valentine's Day, 15% of those women send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day. Oh. Why would you do that? Why would you send? I mean, you can. You should. I mean, you should. I don't know. But why would you send yourself? Does it make yourself feel good? Look, maybe you're celebrating Singles Awareness Day. $1 billion worth of chocolate is purchased on this romantic day in the U.S. Is it really romantic? Is it romantic to go to the restaurants on Valentine's night and fucking stand in line and just a shit ton of people in there and, you're having to carry flowers around. You're having, like, all day, all year long, you're just this regular pert dude. But on one night, you turn into the guy that's got to open all the doors. You know, you're like spoiling her with the old gentleman act. Like that's it. And then the next day, you're done. You're back to normal. Get the door yourself, lady. Just don't understand Valentine's. I sound so fucking disgruntled about Valentine's Day. I've never been screwed over because of Valentine's Day. And there's been plenty of times that I've been single during Valentine's Day. But it's tradition, Joey. It's tradition. But I'm a feminist. I want equality across the board, both sides, feminists and males. When's our holiday? Do all this work. Oh, your reward is that you will get laid, and we'll love you so much. Okay. All right. That's the reward. It's a reward. Great. To make you feel, I don't know, I just wish it was both. And I've never been screwed. I just don't tell me what to do. I'm trying to, like, be politically correct here. And I hate the fucking politically correct world that we live in. I fucking hate it. I think it's gone too far. I just think it does. And I just think, you know, for equality, it's just, shouldn't have to tell somebody that they have to be a good husband or a good boyfriend, you know, make them do this shit. To me, it's like a monkey on the side of the street, like dance monkey, dance. You give it a nickel and it's supposed a nickel like I'm from 1930. I've never seen a monkey dancing on this side of the street. It's just to me, it's just like you don't know what you're supposed to do. So you're just going to go through the motions. You're gonna, no, you don't. And it's. I don't know. I don't want to get myself in trouble by saying that I think Valentine's Day is a fucking hock of shit. I think that most of the holidays are a hock of shit. And it's one of those things, too, like, if we don't tell you you need to do it, you're never going to do it. Like, that's, I feel like it's going to be. Like, if we didn't have Mother's Day, then nobody would show appreciation to their moms. Like, I think that's bullshit. Or Father's Day, or made-up fucking holidays. And Valentine's Day has been around since the 1500s. Like, if it was more of an equal thing, like, because I think that it's just people aren't held accountable for who they are. Like, it's Valentine's Day shouldn't be a day to spoil your lady. It should be a day to spoil each other. To absolutely spoil each other. How awesome would that be? The Valentine's Day thing where it's come from is just this, you know, I hear so much about how guys are not supposed to be manly anymore. You know, and I don't hear so much. I hear some online. Like, the manliness is supposed to go away and all that kind of shit. And, you know, the Gillette commercial. I'm not mad at the Gillette commercial. I've never boycotted Gillette commercial. But it's that kind of thing. Like, you need to raise sons to know it's not right to fucking be bullies and sexual. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Like, that's fucking any fucking normal fucking regular thinking guy would do that. And so this Valentine's Day thing, it should be equal. It should be, you should show just as much appreciation for each other than a one-sided bullshit fucking thing. It just, to me, it just pisses me off. It does irritate me. It does, like, and I don't know if it comes across as a selfish thing. Like, I want to get presents too. It's not about that. Like, I just don't want a fucking society telling me what kind of man I need to be, especially in a relationship. I mean, you put all the things aside, like no sexual assault and all that kind of shit. Like, I get that. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I don't think I've ever been a bully. But don't tell me. And tell me that the way to do this right is you need to get flowers and you need to get chocolates and you gotta get dinner somewhere. You gotta make reservations and you gotta open all the doors for her. And you know, I get that. Yeah, do that. But it's got to be returned as well. And it's not just at the end of the night. Like, oh, you're such a great and lovely man this evening that I'm going to go ahead and let you procreate with me. Like, that's bullshit. That's some old ass fucking 1950s bullshit. And we're trying to move forward, trying to be more progressive. Well, I didn't know I was going to open up the podcast today and hear Joey rant about Valentine's Day. I just think it's bullshit. And I think that if somebody's really looking forward to Valentine's Day, excuse me, ladies, but if you're really, really, really looking forward to Valentine's Day, I have this hard feeling that you're not being treated right the rest of the year. The Valentine's Day should just seem like another day. Maybe the fact that you it's more like a regular day on steroids, you know, that if he's treating you well all the time and, you know, small gifts and you're doing the same and you're responding and, you know, looking at their love language and doing what really makes them happy, like acts of service or small gifts and things. The Valentine's Day can just be kind of like the pinnacle day that both of you can show the other one. Well, I don't want to give my husband flowers. He doesn't want flowers. There's other fucking things out there that you can get. And it doesn't have to be big fucking flowers and fucking chocolates and shit like that. I don't know. It's just, does that sound stupid? Does it sound fucking selfish? I just don't, I'll show my love, and I don't have to have it back to me right? I got Megan something for Valentine's Day. I did buy a very expensive card. I didn't realize cards were getting that expensive. Holy shit. You could buy a fucking meal for what I paid for this card. And it's just like, it's like it's two steps up from just a normal fucking greeting card. It's got, you know, a little bit 3D to it. Not 3, I mean 3D like it's layers. But I just don't fucking understand it. I mean, I don't expect anything in return. I don't respect. It's just going to show my love. But to go through the motions and be, it's requirement. I do feel a little required to do it. I do feel a little required. Like, if I don't, I'm a shitty person. It's a shitty boy. What'd Joey get you for Valentine? He didn't give me anything. What a fucking dick. Like, you know? Like, fuck. I don't know. I sound like I'm just whining about it. But I just think it should be just an equality day that you maybe take your love and put it on steroids. 50% of all Valentine's Day cards are purchased 6 days prior to the holiday, making Valentine's Day a procrastinator's delight. No, because no dudes really fucking do this. You're putting them in a situation, you're going to put them out of their comfort zone. You got to go buy a card. Because usually in relationships, what I've seen is the woman always buys the cards for everybody else and then signs the man's name. But my grandparents did that. My mom's done that. Like everything. My dad does sign cards. That does. But I don't know if he goes out and buys them. Of course it's going to be a procrastinator's delight. You're not doing it the rest of the year. Why would you fucking jump to the occasion of doing it on Valentine's? So why roses? Why red roses? Well, this says the red rose was the favorite flower of Venus, the Roman goddess of love. That's why red roses. And red stands for strong romantic feelings. It also stands for blood, just saying. Roses are red, violets are blue. You're my one and I love you. Aw, thanks. Can you write me one? Ugh. No. If that's your thing, then that's your thing. You like to write poems, then write poems. Do something nice, but both sides do something nice. Down to the last five. I'm starting to make myself irritated. 189 million roses, stems of roses, are sold in the U.S. for Valentine's Day. Here we go. This is the one I was talking about. The next one, women purchase approximately 85% of all gifts on this holiday. I don't understand what that means. Women purchase approximately, I don't understand. No. Women purchase them? They purchase them for themselves? Am I wrong here? That can't be right. I'm going to type this in. Women purchase 85% of Valentine. Got to spell shit right. 85% of Valentine. I'm just going to put that in there. Valentine's Day cards is what this says. From, is that a press release? Women's spending comes up to 24. Just checking this out. That one looks like it's not going to open right for me. Women purchase 85% of Valentine's Day cards. Trying to go through this, quoting statistics from the World Greeting Card Association, a figure had made Valentine's Day second most popular. Note, 150 students, many young girls from age 10 to 15 are defiled the night of Valentine's. Ooh. Jesus. It's the night that women lose their virginity between the ages of 10 and 15 years. What the fucking, this is crazy. I'm trying to get where it says 85% of all the, there's nothing in this article that says anything about the cards. Oh, here it is. Women purchase about 85% of an estimated 1.2 billion Valentine's Day cards that are sold worldwide. Bellis said this health counseling initiative organized by secondary students in Kawara. This is not America. So I'm not believing this. Here's some facts and stats when it comes up to Valentine's Day spending. Let's see. 48% of women expect to receive chocolates as a Valentine's Day. I like the word expect. They expect. 50% of women expect to get chocolates for Valentine's Day. Let's see. I'm trying to find the one about ladies. It says 85% of Valentine's Day cards are purchased by women. That's going back to this this other article, which is not American. This worldwide, and I'm not quite sure exactly what it means. Do they buy them and send them, or they buy them for themselves? About a third of people will do Valentine's Day dinner and a movie, and or a movie. 1 in 5 buy jewelry. Almost 9% of all diamond jewelry is sold as Valentine's Day gift. 2 to 1, 2 to 1 men outspend women for Valentine's. 2 to 1. Let's see here. 1 in 5 will buy for their pets. These are all just the different than what I read. 1 in 5 will buy for their pets. That's 20%, not what I read earlier. Half of all marriage proposals happen on Valentine's Day. 40% of procrastinators believe it's too late to find a deal after February 13th. One half, this is interesting, one half of women that do not receive a gift would end their relationship. That's what this is. I can't really buy into that hardcore, just kind of catches me off guard. Because these other stats look like they're just kind of doctored up a little bit or taken where they want to be taken from. But it says half of women that don't receive a gift would end their relationship. Jesus. Nothing. It doesn't say anything about men. Yeah. Why'd you break up with her?
She didn't buy me a Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, really? Women influence 85% of all purchases. Is that what this says? Computer is slow this morning. This says women represent. Is this for Valentine's Day? This isn't for Valentine's Day. This is just an overall. Women influence 85% of all purchases. All right, last page for Valentine's Day facts you probably didn't know about. Did I go back too far? Oh, here we go. Teachers will receive the most Valentine's Day cards, followed by children, mothers, wives, sweethearts, and pets. Maybe the amount of those cards being bought by ladies are going to the kids, and they're also buying them for the teachers. Yep, nothing to be, no dudes in there, but it's okay. It's all right, but you got to be even. But it is the average number of wedding proposals on Valentine's Day each year. You ready for this? The average amount of people getting engaged on Valentine's, 220,000. That's 220,000 wedding proposals or marriage proposals. And finally, every Valentine's Day, the city of Verona, where Shakespeare's lovers Romeo and Juliet lived, receives about 1,000 letters addressed to Juliet. That's romantic. That is romantic. Looking at some of the comments on this article, it was Henry the Eighth. Excuse me, not Henry the Seventh that declared Valentine's Day a national holiday. Henry VIII was probably whooping it up because he just disposed of his second wife right before that happened. So that's your Valentine's. Did I ruin it for you? Sorry. Hope not. It's just, I just think if you're listening to this, this is a bolt. No, Joey, don't ruin it for me. This is the one time of the year that I can actually get him to do something romantic. If that's what you need in a relationship, then don't you think you ought to have a conversation with him? A little communication goes a long way instead of expectations. Ooh, look at that. If your relationship is built off of expectations and not communication, then you will have a bad vacation. Look, I should put that on a t-shirt. Good stuff, huh? Thanks for listening to this special Valentine's creeping up the Valentine's Day episode of the Everyone Needs a Little Podcast. God, I do sound like a curmudgeon, like the Ebenezer Scrooge of Valentine's. But I just think it's dumb, man. I think unless it's going both ways, I think it's dumb. I think it's dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb. Have a great day. Keep smiling.
Now you know the rest of the story.